Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Luis, calling from Metro Research. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children and in Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and resident in Boston?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And may I know how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade on the coming school
One.
Year?
One.
One. Okay, thank you very much, sir. And which of the following best describes the school your child will attend this coming school year? Would you say a district, one of the district's public schools in Boston, a charter school, public school but outside Boston, a private school, or homeschool?
Public school in Boston.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your age, please?
My age?
Yes,
46.
Your age. 46. Okay, thank you. And how do you describe your gender?
No.
Thank you. And how would you describe your race?
African American.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much, sir. And thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade is your child entering this fall?
First grade.
First grade. Okay, thank you very much. And as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Would you say
satisfied.
Very satisfied?
Well, satisfied.
Very or somewhat, excuse me, sorry.
I mean, I'm very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay, thank you very much. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school? A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
B. B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a lot more questions?
Yeah, not much, actually. Just a few minutes more. I'm going as fast as I can, okay? Now, the same thing for how about the Boston Public School overall? Would you say A, B, C, D, or F?
Well, I mean, transportation is horrible, but I would say they're doing quite a bit, so I'll give it a C.
A C. Okay, thank you very much. And now moving forward, thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade her job, the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
B. Okay, thank you. And as you may know, the Boston Public School Systems, it says, they say it is committed to transforming the lives of the children through exemplary teaching in the world-class systems of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up this commitment? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Very well.
Very well, thank you.
So far, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And we're almost there. Thank you very much. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says partner with the community, that they partner with the communities, families, and the students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Okay, thank you. And if you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, you can pick up to two. Would you say parents, teachers, students, superintendents, or BPS systems, politicians or the local community.
Wait, what's the question again?
Yes, no problem. The question says, if you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School Systems is most focusing on serving? Would you say parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, and the BPS leader, or politicians, or the local community?
I'd say students.
Students, okay. And you can pick up to two and other, or just students is fine?
Student is fine.
Okay, thank you. And how engaged do you want to be in your child's education? Would you say very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, but all engaged?
I would like to be very engaged.
Very engaged. Thank you very much. And next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School Systems enables you to be with your child's education? Would you say very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or
very,
not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Very engaged. Okay, thank you. And we're more than halfway there. Thank you very much for your time. By the way, your responses are very, very helpful to us. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School Systems, to what extent do you agree or disagree with the following? And the first segment says, the Boston Public School Systems makes me feel welcome. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
And do you strongly or somewhat agree?
I just strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Now, the same for the next statement. It says, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Would you say strongly, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. My feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School Systems. Would you say strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you very much. The communications I received from the Boston Public School Systems are easy to understand. Would you say strongly, somewhat agree?
Strongly agree. Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you very much. And how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at the school? What he is at the school, would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I mean, somewhat concerned, just like with any school system, the way things are going.
Right,
you know,
thank
there's
you
always
very much.
Something happening. So.
I see. Well, thank you very much for that. And how concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? You will just say very, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned.
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. Okay, thank you.
Well, that's a lie.
And,
but go ahead, keep going.
Okay, so would you say somewhat or very concerned?
No, I'm not very concerned at all.
Okay.
But I said somewhat concerned because there's always something that happens. So.
I see. Well, thank you.
But I believe she's safe, so I'm not worried.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you. So does your child's school offer after-school sports or not?
Not as of right now. I guess she was underage, so maybe something will start now. But as of right now, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
They didn't offer it for kindergarten age, no.
Oh, I see. Thank you very much. And does your child's school offer extracurriculars like arts and music or not?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think they offer enough, too much, or the right amount?
I mean, I think the right amount for her for now. I think it'd be nice if they gave her more. But for now, I think they offer what they can.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But it's part of their curriculum, so it's not. Go ahead.
Oh, got it. Thank you, sir. Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And does your child receive services from English language learners, like sometimes called ELL?
No.
Thank you. And for the next few questions, please think about your first grade child. Looking ahead for when your first grade child will attend high school, would you say you are satisfied with the options available to them in the Boston public school systems or not?
I don't know, because I don't know Boston public school high schools.
Okay,
so
thank you.
I can't even comment on the high schools.
Okay,
I can only talk about elementary.
Thank you very much. And I see. What are the main that are in view in thinking about a high school option for your first grade child?
I honestly haven't even gotten that far yet. There's a lot more that we're working through right now just to get it to eighth grade or to third grade. So I'm not familiar with Boston Public High Schools. I'm not familiar with them. I never attended them, so I'm not really familiar. So I can't really comment on how bad, you know, how the teachers are or how the kids work through the school. I can't even. I don't want to give you folks, you know, information when I don't know. You know, if I'm in a position that she may change out of Boston Public School, I don't know. That might be the case. But I don't know what I'll be dealing with at that time. You know, she's in first grade. You know how different it's going to be by the time she gets to that point.
Okay, thank you very much. And that's a very valid answer, sir. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. And many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a high school for your first grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as the state-of-art community space like Boys and Girls Club?
I mean, as an extracurricular type thing, yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. And thinking about the high school for your first grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume that there is no cost for the new school. So the first element says, it allows my child to move at their own pace. Would you say very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too,
very appealing,
or not at all appealing?
Very
appealing. Very
appealing.
Okay, thank you. And gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere. Would you say very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing?
Somewhat appealing.
Okay, thank you. And allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, excuse me, not just tests.
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Thank you. And allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them. Would you say very, somewhat, not too, or not at all appealing?
Not too appealing. They need structure. Yeah, they need structure.
I see. I understand. Thank you very much for your response. An opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups, would you say very, somewhat, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Okay, thank you very much. The last
I'm going to have to wrap this up. I got to get my daughter.
I've been on the phone way too long.
Okay.
A couple of questions more for statistical purposes only. What languages do you speak in your home? Just a few more.
English.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last schooling that you completed? What is the last schooling you completed?
Me?
The last year of school? Yeah.
I have my associate's.
Associate's degree. Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And the last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Tell me when you hear the right category. Below 25,000, 25 to less than
35,000. Below 25.
Okay, that's all. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I do appreciate your time. I hope you have a good evening, okay?
All right, you too.
Take care.